episode 855, What Moms Really Want.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day and happy Mother's Day. It is a glorious day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time of reflection. And today is specifically for you women. Happy Mother's Day. Whether you're a mother, biologically gifted, we all have the opportunity to mentor. And we're going to be chatting about what moms really want. It's going to be a good one. Yes, we're going to dive deep, so you'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you haven't figured it out already, yes, it is Mother's Day. And yes, I've made time to chat with you, even though I have five of my own. They're not as little anymore, but it still is a special day. And it's a special day because, well, we think it's all about moms, but we're going to go into that a little bit more. But first off, on this special day, you always probably wondered what moms really want. Even my husband asked me in a text this week earlier, he said, honey, what do you want for Mother's Day? And I quickly responded, seriously, nothing, exclamation point, just to spend time together. That's all I really wanted. I didn't need anything bought from the store. I didn't need a card. I didn't need flowers. I wanted our family together. When I Googled what moms really want, I wasn't surprised to find all the articles mentioning the material stuff. Parenting magazine even included like the spa day, a clean house. Oh yeah, now that I would take. A day to herself, maybe more sleep. We all could use more sleep whether you're a mom or not. Dad, it doesn't matter. Sleep is essential. A day off from the mom routine, wouldn't that be nice? Just a day off from any routine. A car wash. Yeah, I can remember those days when they were real little and I felt like I had Cheerios all over my floor. A honey done list, not the honey do list, but it's already done. I love that. I giggled at that one. And dinner already planned and fixed for a whole week. Now that would be awesome. And all of these, what? They sound fabulous. I would take any of them. But what does mom really want? What does she hope for? Let me take you back a little bit in history. Mother's Day was officially established in the U.S. in 1914, where President Woodrow Wilson signed it into law. Now, around the world, around the globe, Mother's Day is celebrated a little bit differently. So if you're listening from another country, of course, we're in the United States, then maybe this isn't your Mother's Day. But you know what? I invite you to celebrate women as a whole. Because you see, Anna Jarvis, she was the daughter of Anne Reeves Jarvis. She was the one who started the movement in honor of her mother. And it started when at church she would give a white carnation. It didn't matter what the age of the woman was, and it could be a little girl. They all were given a white carnation at church, and they were presented this. It was something special, something unique. It was this power of the woman. Even in the Bible, it talks about in 2 Timothy, where there's a story, and it says here, 2 Timothy 1, verse 5, listen here. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Here, Timothy was being recognized and noticed that, you know what, there's something different about your faith. It goes further. And it doesn't mention anything about a priest or a man or the father. It mentions the grandmother, the mother. You see, you are a woman of impact. God created you on purpose, for a purpose. And it goes all the way back to biblical times. We can't sit here and believe that women don't have any worth in this world. Oh, yes, we do. And it's not just about bearing children. And that's what Anna Jarvis was all about. She wanted to recognize the woman, the gift of whom God created each of us to be within our own purpose. And then, unfortunately, she didn't like it much when it became commercialized with, you know, the flowers. I mean, yeah, the florist all loved that, and the cards and all this other stuff that came on board, the chocolates, whatever it is, the jewelry, the perfume. It was great marketing. But she actually fought that, believe it or not. What would moms really want if we took it back to the golden olden days where it all began? If we looked at Mother's Day from Anna Jarvis's perspective, because that's what it's all about, right? Is how we see things, how we view it. What moms really want? How would you answer that question? What do women really want? What do you want? In mentoring and coaching and just kind of going through life and my experiences and talking to women and even interviewing them, all of the stuff that is, you know, I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to have had a lot of experience. And it's amazing the women say, you know what? It's faith and love. That's ultimately what I want to be able to pass on to my children. If I can do that, then I know that they can go out and do what they were created to do, to perform their purpose. Not what I see that I think they need to do, but what God sees. I need to plant that seed, and I need to continue to nurture it. You see, God created us women that way. We are nurturers, and that should be celebrated. So are we doing our part for those who are placed in our path? Again, Anna didn't say anything that you had to be a mom and you had to bear children to be honored. That wasn't her point. She wanted to honor women. It was Mother's Day for those who mentor and come alongside. So yes, this happy Mother's Day goes out to all of you, regardless of whether you've birthed a child or adopted a child. You have mentored and helped other people in your lifetime. So are you doing your part? Are you continuing to do this as we get older? Because you know what? When we get older, what happens? We get a little bit more tired. And sometimes we can shut down what is most valuable. So this is a time of reflection. You know me, I like to go deep on our Sunday Sweet Spirit Sundays. Really hitting it into the soul, the spirit, what God is talking to you about. And there's three things I want to mention, and I want you just to reflect on it. I don't know these answers for you. Only you can answer them. Number one, you need to be modeling a relationship with Christ because there is no substitute for it. Are you a different person at work than at church, than at home? Have you ever known that person, that woman to be, oh my gosh, you see her at home and she's like, oh my gosh, she's a grouchy woman and she's just mean and this perfectionism comes out into her. And then she goes to work and it's like, everything's perfect. She demands things, but there's this demand of kindness behind her tone. But at home, oh, not so much. And then at church, she puts on this huge facade that everything, no matter what she touches, is gold. Maybe that person's you. Or maybe you know that person. There's no substitute for modeling a relationship with Christ. And that's in all areas of our life. What would your finances look like? What do you spend your money on? Does it model a relationship of Christ? And no, I'm not saying you need to sit here and sell all your personal belongings and go and be a missionary. No, please understand that I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, does your finances, does your spiritual walk, does your business, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom, does your household, you're the CEO of the family, what does it look like? Are you modeling that relationship with Christ? Number two, your habits must reflect a Christ-like lifestyle. Now, notice I didn't say a Christian lifestyle because, yes, it's unfortunate. Christians, that word gets somewhat of a bad rap. And that's not fair either. But it's because what? If we go back to number one and we're different at work versus different at church, that's why we get a bad rap. You see, that's what was awesome about Jesus Christ. He was the same person, whether he was learning next to his father and building. Come on, remember, Joseph was a carpenter. How amazing that his hands touched the trees and the wood that he created that it came from. I mean, that should give you goosebumps. And then he would play with the children, of which as they grew up, he grew up. He was the same regardless if he was old or young. He always had this ache and yearning to learn more. There was this kindness about him. He was content. That doesn't mean he didn't complain, because we know he had a few talks with God. But that was in his private prayer time. That was directly with his heavenly Father. Of course, God set him straight. But do your habits reflect a Christ-like lifestyle? What do your actions reflect? Are you always complaining? Are you always trying to live up to the Joneses? Are you always trying to better someone else? Maybe that was fun when you were a child, but not so much as an adult. Where are you in that? And number three, you must always grow in your faith. You don't have to be an ultimate scholar to live a Christ-like lifestyle. I sure am not. But I get on here every single day, and I pray you don't think I'm hitting you over the Bible every single day. But I want to extend kindness and love and show you and tell you through my stories and my testimonies and how I've lived and walked my life and the things where I failed and the things where I've succeeded. So you can take those lessons that I've learned and apply them in your life. That's what Create Your Now is all about. That means that I have to be growing and stretching every single day. And I'm telling you, he does it. And sometimes he does it a little bit too rough. And him and I have to have a conversation. And I get real with him. And I show him a little bit of my temper. And he says, Who created you? Whose purpose are you here for? Yours or mine? Okay, Lord, I get it. We always have to be growing in our faith. What are you doing to do that? No, that doesn't mean that you have to attend church twice a week and you have to have, 90 minutes of service and you need to have an X amount of time of music in your. No, I'm not saying me to define it. Only you know how you can grow in your faith. The way I grow in my faith is going to look totally different than the way you are. So how are you walking that path? That's where you need to reflect. God created you on purpose. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And those that he brings to you and gifts you every single day, he's asking you to be their mentor. And it may be only for 10 seconds. I know when I go to get my gas, my husband, I told you, his vice is his Pepsi. He loves his Pepsi, and it's something about the Pepsi from the fountain. You know, he enjoys them from a can or a bottle, but man, that fountain drink is awesome. And so I don't drink the stuff. I'm purely the water girl. Man, I'd chug a gallon plus of that a day, but I don't do the Pepsi. But the people know me there because every time I come in there, I probably come in there at least 3 or 4 times a week getting my husband his wonderful Pepsi. And every single time I go in there, there's a workman because, it's those stores. They come and go and they've got the microwaves now here in the U.S. They've got all that stuff where it makes it easy. And the workmen will come in and they'll take a break and it'll be hot. And I don't see the same ones over and over again. But those few seconds that I see of them, I do make a point to smile. And if they respond back to me, I make sure I say, I pray you have a blessed day. Have an incredible week. Go out and let God bless you more than you can ever imagine. Do I get some looks sometimes? Oh, yes, I do. But you know what? God created me. And he said, you know what? It's okay, Christiane, to say those things because that's how I made you. Now, that may not be you. You may feel weird going in to get a fountain drink and telling some stranger that, you know, I pray God blesses you this week. I mean, don't say it if you don't mean it. But you need to do it your way, the way God created you, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He has a greater purpose. You're his masterpiece. That should make every day a happy Mother's Day. So today, when you have a few moments of kind of calmness, take these thoughts under your wing and think about it. And then I want you to extend the conversation, not with me, but with God. And I want you to ask him this simple question. How can I serve you the rest of the year? Point me in the direction you want me to go. And just be quiet and listen and be still. Because every moment that God gives you is a happy Mother's Day. Go out, enjoy your family, hug those who are around you the most. And you know what? Maybe your mom's far away. Maybe you had, like I had a few adopted moms. When I went to college, my mom was not near me. And so I had a few of them. I didn't call them mom, but they were like a mother to me. Be sure to reach out to those who mean so much to you and tell them today, don't wait. Because tomorrow may not come, but God has blessed you right now with a happy Mother's Day. Go out and bless somebody else. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.